Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But will it be of the window variety? That is the question over the next 2 hours. NFL trade deadline day, a day that sucks for office efficiency because you are probably constantly refreshing Twitter, checking your phone for updates, and text change with friends who are telling you that made up human beings. Oh, Howard Batta is saying that the Steelers are getting Jaylen Waddle for a 6-round pick. Oh, NFL Scoops says the Steelers are acquiring Breece Hall for Alex Highsmith, and so on and so forth.
Has Adam Schefter, has Sports Talk Barry made an appearance yet?
Adam Scheffler is saying that. Wait, do we still have the audio of Cook getting fooled,
bamboozled
on trade deadline day? And it was like, and he stopped everything that was going on. And one of
he's like reading
it. Was like
it.
A used Ford Taurus or something. Like.
That's an all-timer. He starts to read the tweet and then he just trails off. He realizes
Donnie, do
midstream.
You remember that one? That
I
was
do.
A
I
classic.
Highly doubt we have it because we normally get stuff taken
that
out.
Should
like
have been, that should have been put in like the audio equivalent of an airplane black box so it never got lost.
Yes,
and
we just bring it out every NFL trade deadline to have a laugh. Well, I'll start with this. I would have definitely, when given the choice, I would have 100% made the Jacoby Myers deal with the Raiders, and I would have upped the ante from a 4th and 6 to a 4th and 5 to have made sure that I got him. Reynolds, Shaheed went for a 4th and 5, Seahawks and Saints to Seattle. Seattle's offensive coordinator is the guy that was the OC in New Orleans last year, Kubiak.
Mm-hmm.
So he obviously knows how to use the guy and likes the guy. 4th and 6 for Myers, who I think would have been a seamless fit in this offense. And the thing you need to keep in mind is that, yes, even though some of the comp pick math does not look like it's going quite the way the Steelers want it to, they're still projected to have a comp pick in the 4th round, a comp pick in the 5th round, and a comp pick in the 6th round. So you trade your 4th and let's say you trade a 4th and 5th, you're probably still going to have a 4th and 5th. So they're expendable. You have them for a reason. Use them to help this team. It's not mortgaging the future. It's not doing irresponsible things. We're not debating the pros and cons of a blockbuster like they are in Indianapolis with Sauce Gardner. It's just if they did that trade, all three of us, I think, and our fans would call in at 412-928-9370 and say, good job, Omar Khan. Way to go. This dude is a legit number two receiver. This isn't Mike Williams like last year. This is a big improvement on MVS being maybe lightning in a bottle. I thought it was the perfect trade. And Jacksonville, of all teams, made it. The Jags? What? I mean, come on now. Show a little bit more urgency than the Jacksonville Jaguars, for crying out loud. Thoughts?
I just think that Myers is the kind of person you should be willing to give that up for, because Myers is also the kind of receiver. Now, he's not young. He's going to be 30 for next season, or for part of next season, because he's about to turn 29 in a couple of days. But he seems like he is still a similar receiver. He's never been like an ultimate physical attributes guy. Seems like the kind of player who might age gracefully for the next, let's say, 3 seasons till he's like through his age 32 campaign. You could have traded, made that deal, even without upping the ante or upping the ante slightly, and then signed him to another contract. Like, not a pure rental. Make the trade and then, like, really try to appeal to the guy, like, hey, you want to stay here? Aaron Rodgers might even come back next year if this keeps up apace.
You rented Mike Williams for a fifth-round pick. Even if it turns out to be a rental and you can't find a way to sign him, then when he leaves in free agency this offseason, he gets added to your comp math for the next draft.
So, he's also the kind of player Myers is who, given that he's a really good route runner, really polished in that sense, just like a kind of a, the old statement, like professional wide receiver kind of deal, I would think that in their quick game that they like to run still with Rodgers, isn't he like the ultimate weapon? He's going to be there on like a 2 second route. Rodgers is going to have that ball out in like 2.1, 2.2, and that's like the perfect target.
He's got great hands. You throw it to him, he catches it. I love that. He's got Velcro, glue, stick'em hands.
He's got, over the past 3 seasons combined, so this year and then the two prior, so this is span pony of 38 games. How many times do you think he's dropped it per pro rep?
Three.
Pro Football Reference. Four.
Four.
Four total drops.
Pretty good.
One in 50 targets this year.
Donnie,
that's really good.
Donnie, you said yesterday you would have traded a third-round pick for this guy. And you would have traded the good one, the Cowboys' third-round pick. We saw them last night.
Speaking of the Cowboys,
I know, they made a trade. We'll get to it.
My God, dude.
Donnie, how do you feel about Myers being had for two day three picks?
Yeah, I would have been all over that and would have found any way to up it.
So are you guys surprised?
And I would have immediately signed the
guy. Are you guys surprised that that's all it took?
Yes!
I mean,
especially
just,
when
No, not about, like, not about... I guess what I really mean is we all think he's a very good player. We all think he's like the perfect complementary piece.
Yeah.
We all know that teams around the league have been looking for wide receiver help. I'm just surprised that there wasn't more of a bidding war that didn't even necessarily involve the Steelers. If the winning bid there is two day three picks, I always get like 5% leery that what does the league think about this guy that maybe we on the outside don't, because that just seems like a small price. I know he's not got a contract after this year, and I understand that that is involved in what the price to get him is.
I think the price came down. I think they originally thought they were going to get a day two pick, and then it didn't happen, so this was the next best thing.
No, I guess I'm more asking, why didn't they get a day two pick? Why didn't somebody else around the league see this?
Because it's for not even a full season of football. That's the answer.
But you can potentially sign the guy back if it's working well. That's, I don't
sure.
know. Just seems odd to me.
But you could, yeah, but you could also sign him for nothing in the offseason. But right now, you want him to help you win games. I get all that. I mean, are you guys saying that are you not disappointed or upset with the Steelers?
No, I am. I thought that was a return that they easily could have paid.
I mean, they still have time
more
here to do something.
Well,
it's
two of the big realistic names that I think people felt like they could go out and get are on the move already.
So who do you want them to get now then?
I mean, if I just judge it by what people want, it's Jalen
Waddle.
I don't
care what people want.
Happening.
I want to know what you want. If people can tell us what they want by calling in at 412-928-9370. You want Waddle?
No. If it costs you, what, a second round pick to get Waddle, if he's the premium guy on the market, are you paying a second for him?
The text message I got on Waddle was the following. That it's going to take for him a 1+.
And no, I don't want that. I don't want to do that.
And I think Albert Breer said he's not getting traded. I think it's because of that.
So if that's the
asking price,
then
is astronomical.
Then no, I don't. All right, so now we're again.
Well, let's see if Donnie agrees with that, right? You would not trade a 1+ for Jalen Waddle,
no.
Correct? Okay.
Would you?
No.
Just making sure.
All right, so who's next then? Olave? Is he still going to get traded? That seems to have gone quiet, but then again, dudes are getting traded now left and right that we haven't heard.
If you want to evaluate Tyler Shuck at all down there, don't you want him to have somebody to throw the
football
to?
That's what Aditya said. That makes sense. And he's not an expiring contract. How about Deebo Samuel? Does he interest you?
To play tight end?
To play every position in the offense because Arthur Smith loves positionless
players.
I mean,
the way you've talked about the way he looks, he might be the guy that they could go the jumbo package with playing the extra offensive lineman role.
Did you see him on Sunday night?
He didn't look like vintage.
He looks like a walrus.
A walrus?
He looks he's huge, man.
No, I don't.
He's gigantic.
Like no.
I think he's one of the most overrated players of the last 20 years. He's got 1 year where he went over combined rushing and receiving over 1,000 yards. One, and he's almost 30. No thanks. Okay, he's been hurt a lot. There's a lot of tread on the tire. No thanks. Calvin Ridley.
Is Houston willing to trade anybody? No. Presumably.
Why? Who?
I'm just saying, I'm again, looking at teams that are on the outside looking in the picture here and trying to figure out, is there anybody appealing?
We just can't get to 4 o'clock, and it's Kyle Duggar and MVS. Unless the only way I would somehow accept that is if everybody else around the Steelers basically twiddled their thumbs too and did nothing, because at that point you could basically, you know, cast aspersions on the entire league or the entire conference. You know, right now the teams in the AFC that at least for this moment, for the rest of the football season, which is what we're talking about. Not what the ramifications are beyond 2025. How teams are for the rest of the year, two teams in the AFC have made themselves better. The Jaguars by getting Myers and the Colts by getting Sauce Gardner. Yes, the Colts paid an insane price, but all they took off their roster was a wide receiver
who dropped the ball before the goal line.
Yes, by celebrating.
Who's probably talented, but who absolutely looks like one of those. If he goes to the Jets, that might be it for him.
I don't think, big picture, it's a good trade for them, but how could I not say for this very second it's a helpful trade?
Well, the Colts are making a push now move.
Yes.
I mean, that's bottom line. You're either playing to win right now, and you're seeing like the writing on the wall that maybe it won't always be this good, or you're not.
You've got Bills, you've got Patriots, you've got Steelers. The Ravens made a teensy-weensy deal. Jones, I don't think that really moves the meter at all. Moves the needle. Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers. You've got 7 or 8 teams that all think they've got a shot here to contend, that we'll see if any of them make a move that changes the complexion of their roster whatsoever.
Do you think the Steelers are at all close to making any kind of move? You're getting text messages.
I think the reason why I sent out the Myers eyeballs thing this morning is because I think they thought they were either going to get him or they were very much in the running.
What the hell were they offering? If it was 2 day 3 picks that got the deal done, were they offering like a bag of potato chips?
My guess is they probably offered a fourth. And then Jacksonville stepped up and offered a fourth plus, and the Steelers were like, you know what, at this point we're out. That's my guess. No one told me that.
So the plus in that deal was where they decided we just can't do it.
That's my guess. I mean, didn't he pretty much back that up and said the Steelers were the other team that was involved? I think he said that today.
Steelers and Bills,
yeah. And he said that after I tweeted the eyeball thing. I don't think Adam Schefter, while he's driving around and getting shuttle service so he can talk to two cell phones at the same time, is busy tracking what I said on Twitter. That's what I heard. That this morning they thought they were very, very much involved there and thought they had a very good shot.
But it sounds to me like they're not closely involved with anything right now. And the one guy that the one guy that people are kind of thirsting after in the fan base doesn't sound like he's going to get dealt, Jaylen Waddle.
412-928-9370. What do you think the Steelers should do here on NFL trade deadline day? Here's Matt on the fan. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you doing? How's it going, guys?
We're good.
Good. Hey, you know, I would love to see him get Waddle. I think a first round pick would be too much to give up. But whoever we get, it's got to be like a clear WR2. You know, I don't want to see us. This is what I'm afraid of. We're going to wait until all the best players are gone, and we're going to scrape up some value pick, some, you know, fourth rounder from 3 years ago who just got moved up from some practice squad.
Would you have traded for Myers or Shaheed?
Pardon?
Would you have made the Myers trade?
No, I wouldn't have made that trade.
Why?
I know Shaheed's younger, but Jacoby is that. I've always looked at him as like that reliable possession receiver.
Well, that's what I just said. Like, I asked you.
He was just saying, would you have made that specific deal, not that or Shaheed? Would you have made the Myers deal that was there for the Jags to make?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. I don't know what. It sounds like you're at the gym or something right now.
The gym? It sounded like he was in a wind tunnel.
It sounded like the clank, though.
Oh, you're the gym sound, the sound of the gym expert here.
I heard clank in the background.
What kind of exercise do you think he was doing? Would you like to get specific?
I think he was near like a machine where you had to pull, like a pull down machine.
Cable crossovers, maybe? Perhaps he was doing seated rows?
Maybe some kind of pronated pull down?
Perhaps skull crushers?
All right, trade deadline's in 2 hours. Steelers still looking for a wide receiver. They don't make the Myers deal. They don't make the Shaheed deal. What happens if they do nothing? How pissed will you be? 412-928-9370. 412-928-9370. Steelers fans, you've been talking about trades for 3 months.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got some breaking NFL trade deadline news here at 2:21. Time to make the smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Jerry Jones was not blowing smoke. He told the truth in that interview yesterday. I'm just surprised it took so long for it to get out. The Jets have traded star defensive tackle Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys in exchange for a 2026 first in, so a 2026 second round pick.
And a
so
2027 second first.
The draft here in Pittsburgh. And then a 2027 pick the year after, first round pick.
The Jets currently have 2 firsts next year, 2 seconds next year, and then 3 firsts at the moment in 2027.
They've also traded among a defense that is one of the worst in the NFL, the only 2 guys that were maybe worth a damn.
Well, that's all right. They were probably, you're right there. They probably were going to win 9 games in a row and go 10-7. If you're going to be ass, you might as well be super ass.
Yeah, something tells me they are going to have their pick of the litter when it comes to quarterbacks in the draft here in Pittsburgh this spring.
Lenoris Sellers, welcome to New York. Fernando Mendoza.
I was just going
to
say.
Welcome to New York.
Are you saying welcome to New York like that because that's a Taylor Swift song that my daughter likes?
I did not know Taylor Swift had a song called Welcome to New York.
Really? Donnie, did you know that? Did you know that Taylor Swift had a song called Welcome to New York?
No, I don't think so.
I think the only Welcome to song I knew was like Welcome to Atlanta by Jermaine Dupri.
Welcome to the Jungle.
No, like Welcome to City. It's always been Welcome to Atlanta where the players play.
Yeah.
And they ride on the things like every day. Big beats, I forget the rest. Parties don't stop till 8 a.m, something like that.
I do think it's highly unusual, the Steelers, to prioritize tomorrow over today while in kind of the throes of a season. I mean, other than the Minka deal, they've always coveted their first round picks, but we've seen them get a little bit more loosey-goosey and aggressive. And I meant to say this at the beginning of the show and forgot because we got caught up in all the excitement of things that were going on outside of Pittsburgh with this deadline. Tomlin's answer that we played at the start of the show when he said, I like slot shopping, and he had, for people that watched it today or saw the video on social media, this gigantic smile on his face. He looked and sounded like the Jerry Jones in that interview yesterday who knew that he had made a big trade. He sounded like a guy that thought, my opinion, I thought he sounded and looked like a guy who believed they were making a trade today. If not, they already had one done and we were just, you know, the rest of the world is just waiting to find out about it.
Would you take that, the fact that nothing's happened yet, at least as a sign that if nothing does happen, then he really isn't kind of getting his hands dirty with all this? Because like if he had that look about him and nothing happens, then you can kind of reasonably assume that Omar Khan really is the only guy in there working.
I mean, listen
phones.
To the clip again.
You said last week you guys would be buyers at the trade deadline. You already bought one in Kyle Duggar. Do you anticipate shopping around a little bit more before 4 o'clock?
We'll see what happens. You know, I like shopping.
No one likes shopping. I don't like shopping. I do it because I need to. Come on, Mike.
But if he really thought it was a stretch or a long shot or just not something that they wanted to do because
of the prices.
I'm sure
he feels like they're in the mix or felt like they were in the mix.
I think he would have just given his terse, especially to Brooke, you know, stay tuned. We'll see. I don't know.
You're right. He did. You're right. Given who was the interrogator there.
I like shopping. Woohoo! Like that whole, like almost... You know, I know something that you guys don't know, but I can't
tell you.
You'll
find out soon
yeah.
enough.
That's how I thought he sounded there.
I have my credit card out, and I'm ready to make a purchase.
Here is Ryan in the South Hills. Hello, Ryan.
How are we doing, guys?
Hey, man.
I know we need a wide receiver, too, but with Darius Slay showing his age a little bit, I wouldn't mind if the Steelers went and got a corner, and I'm thinking Asante Samuel Jr., coming back from injury, and he's a lot younger.
He's not on a team because he had a horrible neck injury.
Oh, I thought he hurt his knee.
No, I'm pretty sure it's neck, and that's why he's been out of football for so long, but he did just get cleared to play again.
Exactly. Go get a young corner. I mean, how much worse could it be than a 34-year-old Darius Slay?
Sure, I'd be fine with that. I mean, if that's your rationale or logic for it, take a shot. And you give up nothing, and could it be worse? And maybe he's good enough that you want to keep
like
him in the mix for
that
years?
That feels like a 2013, 14, or 15, and I understand you're going to tell me these moves largely worked out, so it's a bad analogy. But like on paper, at the start, that's like a Pirates trade deadline move. We've traded Adrian Sampson for Jay Happ. All right, that ended up working well. We've made a waiver trade. Post deadline trade for Dilson Herrera and Marlon Byrd to swap places. Like that would be, hey, okay. we acquired Asante Samuel
sure.
Jr. who hasn't played football in like a year plus.
Yes. And you like the alternative of let's just keep our fingers crossed with Darius Slay?
No. It's just that would be like an underwhelming move. That would be low risk, very low reward, I think.
Here's Anthony in South Fayette. Hello, Anthony.
Hey guys, what's up? What do you guys think of Calvin Ridley potentially coming for like maybe, a fourth round pick and maybe another pick in 2027?
I'd be pissed if it was for a fourth because I would have wanted Jacoby Myers or Shaheed for that pick.
Likewise, but now that all the other options are expired, I think, you know, Ridley wouldn't be a bad consolation, no?
I mean, Ridley's a case of, is he just on an atrocious team and that's
yes.
why he's not performing, or is he... like suddenly at age 31, a little bit cooked. He's had one good game this year. The Arizona game, he had 5 catches for $131.
And they've had one good game as a team.
They actually had one good quarter.
A team melted down. The Cardinals had the worst collapse.
I mean, he's coming off of a pair of 1,000-yard seasons, and he profiles, I would say, closer to almost like when he's right, or when he has been right in the past, more of a wide receiver one.
I'd be fine with it. If we had to come on the air tomorrow and talk about Calvin Ridley and the price wasn't exorbitant.
He's a name that moves the needle. He does drop the ball a lot. He's the opposite of Myers in that regard.
See, I'd prefer him to Samuel. To me, he's more of a conventional wide receiver. He's more of a traditional wide receiver, too. Samuel's another one of these guys that they fetishize over where it's like, just like our tight ends, you don't know where these guys are going to line up. And to me, that would just smell too much of... we think we're the smartest team in the room and we're going to get these guys together and we're going to outfox everybody by having, you know, running backs that look like wide receivers and tight ends that look like running backs and all this, you know, and tight ends that look like left tackles.
In their case, it was supposed to be, you can't believe this, we've got 4 usable tight ends, and what's turned into is Freiermuth occasionally catches a touchdown, Jonnu Smith catches a bunch of 4-yard passes, and then they throw to Darnell Washington almost more than anyone. Like, they haven't really been that creative other than the jumbo package, but that was born out of necessity.
Nathan's next. Hello, Nate.
Hey, fellas. What's happening?
Hey, bro.
So, I know we talked yesterday, and I was very high on Jalen Waddle, but I was going to tell you before the break, I really think that we should change our focus. If you think that they've had a conversation, like Mike Tomlin has the same sort of mindset that Jerry Jones had, Well, I think maybe we have had a similar conversation with a team like the Jets. Is Garrett Wilson the guy that's in play now? They're obviously selling house.
I know, but I just have a hard time believing that because of the friction that Aaron Rodgers had with Garrett Wilson last year. It seemed like Garrett Wilson's message to the Jets was, I'll sign a contract extension here as long as Aaron Rodgers isn't the quarterback anymore.
Here's a question for you, Pony. Do you think that there's anybody else other than a Jalen Waddle or a Garrett Wilson that's like an A-tier level player can go get?
I think Olave would be if he's actually out there, but Olave,
I can't trust Olave's health.
That's the one caveat.
I can't at all trust his health. If Garrett Wilson, if they brought Garrett Wilson and given his contract, and you like did it under the auspices of, I know you and Aaron Rodgers don't get along, try to make it work, he's only here for this year, then it's going to be somebody new or something new. I don't know.
I still don't like that.
Because the somebody new might be somebody
who's
Aaron
Rodgers
woeful.
Is happy here. Now you're going to give him a wide receiver that it seems or sounds like he really doesn't like very much?
Well, if we're going to do that, then it's time to bring in Alan Lazard.
That's a name that hasn't come up yet that might be like playing F for the Steelers at about 3:59 p.m.
What do you think, Don? It's last call at the bar, and Alan Lazard's sitting there on a stool.
We're missing the forest through the trees.
Donnie's going to start.
His name is Alan Lazard.
Yeah, Donnie's going to start the 4:30 debrief and be like, wait, hold on. We have something here. Adam Schefter, a conditional sixth, is headed to the Jets for Alan Lazard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The reacquisition of Keenan Allen is kind of a linchpin. Man, he's a steady Eddie. He's been around Herbert in the past. You can tell he's certainly a security blanket. You throw him in with the emergence of Johnson and McConkey, man, they're a dangerous group.
Our Tomlinism of the week for week 10, Steelers and Chargers. Mike Tomlin saying Keenan Allen, who was on the Steelers' radar this offseason as a potential wide receiver 2 option before he came out and said on a podcast, man, I don't want to live on the East Coast. Okay? Kind of a problem. He's a steady Eddie, says Mike. When you think of Steelers steady Eddies over the years, who pops into your head?
James Ferrier.
Hines Ward. Hines was actually...
Hines Ward.
Yeah, steady, reliable player.
I kind of feel like he's better than a steady Eddie.
Well, Keenan Allen has more career catches for a similar number of yards and 70 touchdowns. Is he better than a steady Eddie?
Here we go.
Here we go what?
You're going to say his candidacy for the Hall of Fame is actually just as good, if not better, than Hines.
Your whole statement there was just he's too good to be a steady Eddie. Keenan Allen has a very comparable
Keenan
career.
Keenan Allen is not Hines Ward.
You're right. If Keenan Allen hadn't had some injuries early in his career, his numbers would be inarguably better than Hines Ward's.
I don't think there's a single football team ever, including the Chargers currently, who, if they had two options, Keenan Allen in his prime or Hines Ward in his prime, would pick Keenan Allen over Hines Ward. Come on. I know the numbers are good. He catches a lot of footballs. But
I'm just trying to see if at any point his career was comped by PF reference to Hines Ward's. No. Chris Carter, though. Charlie Taylor. A couple Hall of Famers that he has similarity scores
with.
Yeah,
really nice player.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Hines Ward. I'm just saying, if Keenan Allen can be a steady Eddie, I think Hines can be a steady Eddie. But if you want me to pick another one, I will take Brett Kiesel. But he's too good. Let me find somebody who's just sucky enough but still competent.
Like, I was going to say Heath Miller.
Ah, yes. Perhaps the greatest tight
steady
end of
Eddie
our
Club.
Lifetime. Donnie, have you seen a better tight end wear a Steelers uniform in your lifetime than Heath Miller? And you're alive 30 years.
I have not.
Okay.
He's a steady Eddie, apparently.
Do any of you guys think Heath Miller is a Pro Football Hall of Famer?
He's a Steelers Hall of Honor guy, but not a Hall of Famer.
Exactly.
Classic guy.
That makes you eligible for Donnie's steady Eddie.
Donnie's the one who did the best of this so far. James Ferrier.
I kind of feel like James Ferrier had a better career than Heath Miller.
Was Ryan Clark a steady Eddie?
No.
Okay.
Not steady enough.
Too volatile?
Yes.
Ryan the volatile compound Clark?
Yeah. Not steady enough.
Larry Foote?
Close.
Oh, close. Oh. The steadiness was there. The Eddiness was not. Chris Boswell, is he a steady Eddie?
Way better than steady Eddie.
Or is he a solid Sam? Spectacular Sam?
What else we got? Way better than steady Eddie. Steady Eddie is synonymous with solid. Rock solid dude.
Anybody say Aaron Smith?
Mm. He's so underrated. He's so underrated. He's actually overrated. So now does that mean he's properly rated? How about Chris Hoke? Is he a steady Eddie?
No.
Jeff Harding's when he was
playing. Chris Hoke was a glue guy.
Oh, glue guy.
Yes.
How about Max Starks?
No, not steady enough. They wanted to take him out. If he were steadier,
Marvel
they would have.
Marvel Smith.
No, much too tough
to be
steady.
Not to be confused with Marvel Smith.
Chris Hope.
No.
Deshae Townsend.
Getting closer.
Oh, now we're starting to inch down the path of steadiness.
I think Larry Foote.
William Big Play Bill Gay.
No.
Too volatile.
I think Jeff Harding's was a steady Eddie.
I just said it and you ignored me.
I know. I had to think about it a little bit more, Chris. You guys are throwing a name at me every 2 seconds.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that your brain suddenly couldn't handle that. You're sitting there yesterday at the end of the show trying to guess a 33-year-old Steelers game and almost getting it right.
Getting mad. Who's the all-time running back steady Eddie?
So, Donnie.
Frank Gore?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were saying
in the history of the NFL, I think
Frank Gore's the all-time steady Eddie running back.
What? He's going to be a fringe Hall of Fame guy.
And if he gets in, it's for being the ultimate steady Eddie.
But you just said you can't be a Hall of Fame type of player and be a steady Eddie, bringing us back to the start of this thing.
That's why I wouldn't put Frank Gore in my Hall of Fame, but he might get in for being the all-time steady Eddie.
I would argue Curtis Martin, an actual Hall of Famer, is the steadiest, most predictable running back I've ever seen.
Because it was 1,000 yards.
Just churned him out year after year after year. I'm glad we've had this discussion about both steadiness and Eddie.
I got to be honest with you.
About Eddie Kennison?
No, not good enough.
Oh. How about Eddie Pinheiro?
You know, before he got injured with the Chargers this year, you could have called Najee Harris a steady Eddie.
What about Eddie George?
No, way better than steady Eddie. Come on.
How about Eddie Royal, one of my personal
favorite
players?
Are you just on Pro Football Reference looking up guys named Eddie? Because that sounds like what you're doing right now.
Eddie Royal, 408 catches, 4,300 yards, 28 touchdowns.
Yeah, no one cares.
Oh, now we don't care about steadies and Eddies, Don.
Well, it's just because now you've bastardized the conversation by just looking up guys on Pro Football Reference named Eddie. That's all you did.
Do you think Mike Tomlin's short-selling? You know who he's short-selling in that entire clip? The guy to me who still is the straw that makes their passing game go as a wide receiver at least, McConkey.
Yeah.
He's like, naming McConkey third. I'm like, be careful what you wish for. I feel like that guy might just rip off 7 or 8 catches for about 112 yards.
Yes, I understand that, but you have to realize something.
Mm.
Mike is one of these guys whose analysis of players is most often based on what the person did to him.
And when he tried to cover Keenan Allen with a linebacker, boy, it did not go
right?
well.
I mean, so many times Tomlin has acquired players based on his own experiences with them, whether it's through the draft process or in-stadium stuff, and Keenan Allen has killed the Steelers multiple times.
He's fallen all over himself for Quentin Johnston, who got off to a very good start but has cooled significantly since.
All right, that was our Tomlinism of the week. Thank you.
Was that really just a chance for us to argue about the semantics of steady Eddies?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Here's Justin on the fan. Hello, Justin.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Quick question. Who do you think they would get secondary help?
Do we think they will?
They already got Duggar.
Like another corner, maybe?
Who would you have in mind?
To replace who?
Slay.
I don't think it's out of the question. They've traded for corners at the deadline before. Now, they haven't always worked, but it's not out of character for them. I'm not opposed to it.
Out there.
Yeah, I mean, the Samuel Jr. idea that the caller had last segment, I'm fine with because he's a free agent. Like, yes, there's some risk that comes with it because the guy's got rust from not having played, but he's still young enough where there's potential there for him to be good, and we're not talking about a guy that's on his last legs or past his prime, but he's coming back from a serious injury. Look, I think anybody, now that Sauce Gardner is gone, I mean, you're probably going to be trading for somebody that's deemed expendable by a good team or a good corner on a bad team, but I haven't done a lot of research on those guys. Like, who are the corners on expiring contracts?
Don't you think they would just try to hold up with, like, James Pierre getting extra burn? I feel like they're just going to try to do that. They've always struck me as a team still that thinks their pass rush can just function as a way to defend passers.
I also think the Steelers' opinion of Darius Slay is still much higher than the outside world's.
Yeah, I don't really know why.
Because of the back of the football card. And the defensive coordinator loves him, and Tomlin looks at him as a...
So wait, the actual defensive coordinator loves him or the figurehead defensive
coordinator?
Okay. I guess the actual one does too if he's like not throwing him under the bus at every opportunity.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.